Good Tuesday morning to you. I'm Jay Ogden of the Oakland Church of Christ. Bobby McFerrin is famous for the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Needless to say, it is an upbeat song that kind of puts a smile on your face and not a song of doom and gloom. We like being around happy people. No one likes to be around a Debbie Downer. The sky is always falling. Woe is me. Those people have a way of cramping your style. We all know those type of people that we are careful not to ask them how they are doing because they will tell you exactly how they are feeling. You are stuck there until every last body ache or infirmity has been described to exhaustion. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, Paul writes, "Do all things without murmuring or complaining." He says, all things, not some things, but all things. Think about the word murmur. You can't say the word without a bit of a whine to it. Murmur. God was not pleased with the children of Israel and their murmuring and complaining, and they were ultimately destroyed because of it. Christians should be the happiest people on earth. Salvation is ours. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? There in Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. There are three reasons why the Christian should be happy and optimistic. Think about them. 1, God is for us. 2, God is with us. And 3, all things we need to do through Christ's strength. God does not like gripers any better than the rest of us do. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10, nor let us complain as some of them complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. The them in the passage there are the Israelites. What did they complain about? Everything under the sun, the manna, the quail, against Moses and Aaron. They were basically ungrateful people. We have so much in this nation to be thankful for. Having all politics aside, look at what you have. You have more than most of the world will ever have and enjoy. If you have salvation, that is enough to put a smile on your face every day. In Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 22, he says, then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Our God is a realistic God. He knows and understands our every need, and he is willing to give if we are willing to ask. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. Our meeting times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship. Again, Sunday evening at 5 o'clock for worship service again. Also on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you. James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Thank you and have a blessed day.